Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Hello? Oh, it's you! I see that you're not just sneaking into Floosville now, but sneaking into my house. Well, I guess you're welcome here. It is the start of season 2 of Floosville, after all. Very exciting times. But please, don't give out my address. I don't want people bothering me, trying to take selfies with the most handsome mayor in Floosville.
Found another one, Mr. Snooze.
Sparky's outside looking for my juggling balls. You see, my doctor told me I'm too stressed thanks to Waffle and Martha's shenanigans. So, since hobbies help lower stress, I decided to learn how to juggle. But every time I start, I drop the balls. They're bouncing out the window. Turns out juggling is really quite hard.
Is in the lead.
But Martha is catching up.
Oh no, it's Waffle and Martha. Just stay in here, be quiet, and hope they pass by.
And Waffle for the win.
Whoa, I tripped on this rubber ball.
I'll take that ball, Martha.
Look at all these balls. It must be one of those rubber ball storms.
We better get indoors quick. Mr. Schnooze's house is right there. Run!
Ah, couldn't you use the door instead of running straight through my wall?
There was no time! You won't believe what happened, Mr. Schnooze.
We were training for the Fizz Olympics and we got caught in a rubber ball storm. It was bananas.
It wasn't a ball storm. It was me. I'm trying to learn how to juggle.
Hey, I love juggling. What's juggling?
It's when you play a tuba in the bathtub. Everyone knows that.
I thought that was called opera.
All of that is wrong. Juggling is when you continuously toss objects up into the air and do not drop them.
Oh, well, Martha can do that.
I find that hard to imagine.
Oh, yeah? Sparky, throw me 3 rubber balls.
Here you go.
I don't believe it! You're juggling 3 balls!
She's really good.
Ha! This is nothing! Throw me Sparky, Waffle!
Wait, what? Ah!
Look at that! She's juggling 3 balls and 1 Sparky!
I'm getting motion sick!
And now, for the big finish, I will throw these items into the lake!
What?
I hate to admit it, but my goodness, that was actually impressive, Martha. How are you so good at juggling?
I think it's what my left antler's for. It's my juggler bone.
Martha, you should teach Mr. Shoes how to juggle.
You're right, Waffle. I should. I'm a great teacher, Mr. Schnooze.
She really is. Before I took her class, I couldn't make farting noises with my armpit. Now listen.
It's always so emotional to see a student succeed!
Well, I do want to learn how to juggle, but...
No buts! Quick, Waffle, we're going to need to build a classroom!
Well, I guess I should bike after them on my 6-wheeled bike. I know this is a bad idea, but Martha is a great juggler, so, you know, it can't hurt to try.
Mr. Snooze, over here at the maintenance shack, we built a classroom.
Waffle, why on earth are you wearing shoes made out of banana peels?
It's the school uniform. Don't worry, I made you some too. Oh, the tardy bell! We better run! Wow! I think I slipped on a banana peel.
I take it back. It might hurt to try.
Students, please sit down. Silence! Thank you. Now, I'm going to take attendance.
Attendance? But Martha, you know us.
Let's see. Waffle? Is there a waffle in the house? Waffle!
Oh boy, that waffle guy's late. He's gonna be in so much trouble.
You are Waffle.
Oh, you're right. Here!
Check! Franny!
Franny, what are you doing here? You're here to get your nose hose back. Why did they take it? So they could juggle it? Well, that actually makes sense.
Is there a Mr. Schnooze here?
Present.
Oh, I love presents! Can I open it now?
Yes, I would also like a present.
No, I meant I'm here. Could you stop clowning around and juggle?
You're right. I'm here to teach. The present can wait. To begin, all juggling starts with this.
Oh, it's beautiful. What is it?
It's a ball.
Wrong! This is a ball. What shape is this ball, Mr. Schnooze?
A circle? A sphere.
Incorrect! This shape is called a cantaloupe!
Cantaloupe? That's hard to spell. How many Z's are in it?
What are you doing?
Taking notes. I hear there's a test later.
Juggling was invented on Mars in 1976 by a trout named President George Washington.
Oh, that's fascinating.
Nonsense, that can't be right.
Now, whether you're juggling balls or cuckoo clocks like this...
Is that my cuckoo clock?
The secret is to keep them from hitting the ground like this.
I love that cuckoo clock.
Oh, you know what that sound means. The popcorn quiz is ready!
Don't you mean a pop quiz?
I will now pass out your tests.
Good luck, Schnoozy.
Well, let's see what we've got here. Question number one. If Martha is juggling 7 balls and then a duck flies through Floosville holding a grilled cheese sandwich, what is the circumference of a pineapple?
I think the answer is Egypt. What do you have, Franny? I am not trying to cheat.
This is ridiculous. I refuse to answer this.
Excuse me?
Oh, no. He didn't mean it, Martha.
Oh, yes, I did, Waffle. Martha... I refuse.
Go, I can't watch.
A plus, Mr. Schnooze. It was a trick question. The circumference of a pineapple is a grilled cheese sandwich.
Of course, I forgot to add 2 and carry the cheese.
Well, that is it. I thought you would actually be able to teach me a thing or two, but turns out this is nothing but your typical shenanigans. I am leaving. Ta-ta for now.
But Mr. Schnooze, I'm making grilled cheese sandwiches for lunch.
Did someone say grilled cheese? That is my favorite lunch.
Great! I make an amazing grilled cheese. Bon appetit!
This is a toaster.
Eat up, Mr. Schnooze. You'll need energy for the final exam.
A final exam? But I haven't learned anything about juggling yet.
Ah, don't worry. No one leaves the juggling orb of doom without being a master juggler.
Juggling Orb of Doom? I don't like the sound of that. Oh dear, this isn't lowering my stress at all. Please come back after the break. Don't leave me alone with these toaster eaters.
Mm-hmm. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thank goodness you're back. They've locked me inside this big round orb. I can't get out because it's solid plastic. Here, listen.
Stop hitting the orb of doom, Mr. Schnooze. It's time for your final test. Are you ready?
No.
Correct. No one is ever ready for the orb of doom. Now, to your right is a box of hot potatoes. You will juggle these. If at any point you drop a hot potato, the orb will teach you a lesson.
Okay, let's see here. One potato and... Ow, that's a hot!
Drop potato!
Lesson one. If your juggling is a joke, the orb will fill with tickle smoke!
The orb is filling with tickle smoke. I hate being tickled. I hate it.
I'm learning a lot just by watching.
Thank goodness that's over. Now that I'm not laughing, I can breathe again. That was terrible.
That's right, Mr. Schnooze. Now, try juggling again, but this time, focus on your breathing, not the potatoes.
What? Okay. One potato, and two, and hey, look at that! I'm juggling two potatoes, and now three!
Dropped potato!
Lesson two! If juggling potatoes is not a cinch, you will need the lobster's pinch!
What? Where'd the lobsters come from? Ow! Ow! They're pinching me!
This is very intellectual, Martha.
Only the best for my students.
My arms feel like jelly after all that pinching.
That's right, Mr. Schnooze. Try juggling again, but this time, keep your body loose and relaxed.
Okay. One potato, two potato, three potato. Oh, look at that! I'm juggling three!
dropped potato.
Lesson 3. If you want to have the juggling feels, you must dance with electric eels.
Oh, no.
Does that mean the eels, they're shocking me?
You'll probably get awards for this teaching technique, Martha.
Yes, but I don't do it for the awards, Waffle. I do it for the joy of teaching. And also for this lamp Mr. Snooze gave me as a thank you.
I didn't give you that lamp. Put it back in my house.
You got it, Mr. Snooze. Mr. Snooze, someone broke your lamp.
That's it. I'm getting out of here. Focus, Snoozy, focus. Be the bubbus. One potato, two potatoes, three potato.
Whoa! There you go, Mayor Snooze. You're juggling.
I am. Oh, you're right. I am.
If you can juggle without a doubt, the Orb of Doom must let you out.
Look at that. The orb is opening.
How do you feel, Mr. Snooze?
Very sore, thank you very much. But rather excited, titillated, dare I say. I juggled. I can't believe it, but I juggled. I did it.
Yes, it is an honor to work with me. But please, save your speeches for the diploma ceremony.
The what? Where did all these fizzies come from? And when did you build a stage with a microphone?
Welcome, fizzies! And welcome, graduating juggling class of 2022! You know, when Mr. Snooze begged me to teach him to juggle, I was chilly. Luckily, Waffle had a hat that he let me wear, and that kept my antlers warm. So, in conclusion, Waffle, I lost your hat! Thank you!
Bravo! Bravo! What a speech!
That speech makes no sense.
But today isn't just about me. It's also about Mr. Snooze. He passed through the tickle smoke, survived the lobster apocalypse, did the electric eel boogaloo, and came out a juggler. So, in honor of this, I present him with a diploma.
This is a gum wrapper that says Chicken Larry on it.
You earned it, Mr. Snooze.
Speech! Speech, Mr. Snooze!
Thank you, thank you. Well, I don't have anything prepared, but here it goes. I never thought I'd learn how to juggle, especially not from Martha.
Hey, that's you!
It is me! Yay me!
Yes, yes, quiet down. I'm trying to make an impromptu speech. But even though her techniques were silly, weird, and tricky, they worked. And so I am grateful. To show my appreciation, actually, I have decided that this juggling performance is going to be dedicated to Martha. Bring me the potatoes, Sparky.
5 hot potatoes, Mr. Mayor.
Ouch! Hot! Hot! Maybe I'll try this bit. Almost missed it.
You're right, Franny. He is great.
I promised myself I wouldn't cry.
Let it out, Martha. Here, use my hanky. You can keep that.
And now for my big finish. Hot potatoes in the lake. Well, I guess that pretty much does it for today. Who would have ever guessed that Martha and Waffle, who cause me nothing but stress, would be the two to help me relieve my stress with a spot of juggling? Perhaps this is the start of a new stress-free chapter in my life.
Oh no, Martha, we just drove Mr. Snooze's bike into the lake.
Quick, let's throw in his other bike to help the first bike.
Oh dear, well it was nice while it lasted.
Oh, let's throw his new cuckoo clock in too. It'll give the bikes extra time to pedal back out.
You stop throwing my stuff in that lake! Oh, if you're looking for more great listening fun, hey, put down my toaster, then quickly search for Go Kid Go wherever you get your podcasts. Not my armchair! Oh, shows galore there, and it's very exciting and lovely and fun, or so I'm told. I've got to stop them before they throw in my favourite pink sparkly jacket. Waffle and Arthur!
Go Kid Go!
Aren't adventurers supposed to have a specific purpose? What are you doing on this quest? Just meeting strangers?
Yep, my purpose is to have no purpose. Though, I sort of find purpose as I go.
My basket! It's missing!
I have tried many means of defense, but none have yet proven successful.
I just wish someone would succeed in getting that darn sword.
I am under attack by this ruffian!
I want to be big and strong and fight evil.
I have hope that if you show up at her door, she might listen.
Want to help me yell at them? With your sword? In a threatening manner?
Sidequesting is a fantasy podcast about avoiding the main plot. It follows Ryan, an adventurer who's willing to help just about anyone out, as long as they're not being asked to deal with that scary wizard everyone keeps talking about. Subscribe today on your favorite podcast app.